Chris Burton is from Rail Future, the country's leading campaign group for better rail services. He's a regional representative for Essex Passengers, and he's with us now as well. Chris, evening.
Good evening to you.
What are your concerns should further ticket offices shut down?
Well, I think for the moment we have to go by what has been said, because you can't spend your life distrusting everybody. But they might have to do that in the future. But the point is that we believe fervently that they need to be kept open, because there are two primary reasons for this. Number one is there's still a lot of people. If you go to even the largest stations, including the ones they intend to keep open, so they say, that you see a very large number of people right across the age range all seeking advice on journeys they want to make. And the union chap is quite right in saying that people can get much the best advice from the rail. We think it's such a complicated business, as we all know, knowing all the ins and outs of tickets, certainly sort of semi-nerds like me who can sort of work it out. It's quite a challenge for other people. But equally, on the other side, I think there's an increasing number of people who are using the net, and a large number of ticket sales are often at the cheapest rates going by people who've worked out how to do it, and they can do that on their mobile phone, they can do it on a laptop, they can do it on a fixed computer at home.
So we need fewer people, surely, Chris? So we need fewer people, surely, if the number of people doing it online are rising?
Yes, you will. If that's the way tomorrow's generation wants to go, that's the way it will go. But I don't think that they will all say, oh no, we don't need to go and see anybody and have advice, because the evidence now is that people of all ages do need to go and get advice for some trips, but not all.
And I suppose, Chris, I mean, I don't know much about these things, but I mean, the machines could go wrong, do they? I mean, have you heard of cases where these machines break down?
Fact, I was just about to mention that there's never any guarantee that if the machines go wrong, and believe me, they do quite often, how quickly they're going to be mended. What's going to be the reaction when somebody goes to a station, the machine doesn't work, there isn't actually an electronic barrier there, which a lot of stations don't have them, and they get on a train and then get charged being on the train illegally without a ticket, even though they may well have offered to pay there and then. There are all sorts of issues that come up with that. So, you know, having people on the station, very, very useful indeed. And there's also a security aspect as well, particularly on a winter's night.
So if Greater Anglia moved to a system of having more machines, automated machines on stations, what sort of plans should they have in place? Should they make sure there are still real-life members of staff to help and support and offer information?
Well, what we certainly don't know, certainly not from what I've read thus far, is what they intend to do with the staff. It's wrong to immediately think they want to get rid of them. They may well want to redefine the job so that they do more work around the station at the time, coming out to meet the station, helping people who are physically impaired to get off trains and get on them, of course, and those sort of duties which aren't always possible. So the ticket office will be available and open probably up to about 3 or 4 minutes before the train arrives. Then the chap will come out, or the woman, and do the platform duties as required. I don't know, because that's up to the management, but that wouldn't be a bad thing. But I think where it's possible, you do need people at stations, certainly the medium-sized ones. I think some of the smaller ones have so few customers, it's awfully difficult to justify them being there.
So for the smaller stations, you can understand the decision?
Yeah, I can indeed. I think that there's a fairly bleak future for those. But then we're into the whole business of what is defined as a small station, what is defined as unacceptably low business. And I have no figures on that, whatever.
Chris, I mean, you're from Rail Future. What is the future? I mean, what else are rail firms looking at to save money?
Well, they're looking... I'll give you a very good example at the moment. Abellio Greater Anglia, in the process of changing all their fleet, every single train you see by the end of 2020 will no longer be here, and they'll all be replaced by equipment made either in Britain or made in Switzerland, Stadler. And that will mean standardisation of spares, training and facilities. And that is a big cost saver. They also have to generate a lot more business, of course, to pay for the increased lease fees. So there's always a downside to everything. But that's one great business increase they're going to do, and the other thing is they want to speed up the journeys wherever they can. Well, these trains are a bit smarter around the circuit within the speed restrictions we currently have, so they'll accelerate quicker away from stops. So that will save time on journeys as well. So there will be some modest reductions in time and journey time generally.
Okay. Well, we'll watch this space. Chris Burton from Rail Future, thank you for joining us, campaigning for better rail services. He